now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Technology. 53 after the hour now in the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time with Greg Steffen, who is the tech editor at Men's Health Magazine. We started a conversation about that new email tool available for Gmail users called Crystal, but there were more questions at the end of the conversation than there were answers. So we will find out what the problem is with Crystal from Greg's point of view and how it may invade your privacy. So if you're tempted to use Crystal, wait! Don't do it! For 60 seconds at least!
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. There's a way to entice Lady Luck, but she'll only respond if you play by her rules. So if you want to be luckier in all things life, here's the easy science of it. When it comes to Lady Luck, you got to work with her, not against her. Here's how. Watch out for brief lucky happenings, because little brief lucky moments can add up to wins. For instance, did you get through the customer service without having to wait? Did you get a parking space right up front? Did you find small change in the parking lot? Well, when several lucky events happen on the same day, it's time to enter the lottery. On those days when nothing goes right, don't tempt fate. What's the cheap psychological trick? On those days you experience good luck, it's okay to ask Lady Luck for more. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Sky Gamblers is a World War I aerial combat game in 3D. Fly solo or multiplayer. Totally worth the $5. Sky Gamblers. It's a hit.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot, the main.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Greg Steffen here with Molly Page and Ken Kessler and me on the Crystal phenom. I can't see anything about this that is anything other than disaster. You tell us what you think, though.
My word would have been creepy.
Creepy,
so
okay.
You put Crystal, you connect it to your Gmail, and then as, let's say you were writing me an email, it would actually tell you as you were writing, oh, don't say that to Greg. Here's a better way to say it to Greg, because Greg, I'm now reading my profile from Crystal. Greg is very relationship focused, builds trust quickly, and appreciates open, casual conversation.
I didn't know that.
So
yeah.
When emailing Greg, use an emoticon, use emotionally expressive language, but don't ask him something that will require a long, thoughtful response.
In other words, you're not that smart.
I think that was the implication.
But this is something that, like, if I were emailing someone I didn't know, and I had a friend who did know that person, and I was talking to them on the phone and said, oh, hey, I'm going to email Steve. I don't know him at all. How should I phrase this?
Yes.
Isn't it kind of like that? They go, oh, he only likes really short sentences. Don't ask him to elaborate.
No, you don't have to send him anything except a picture of you and your glasses. That's it. Don't send him any word. Just send him a picture of you and your glasses.
I mean, yes, it is kind of like that, except let's step back and realize that the friend you just called for advice hasn't created a profile that it will share publicly with the whole world on everyone in the world.
You know what's fascinating about this? If you put the creepy part of it aside, that somebody was smart enough to figure out how to do this, make software that could grab all this information in an instant from whatever sources there are around. And the fact that when they set Google up, they are tracking through their own devices whatever it is that you're doing. So when somebody writes to you, they'll know more about you based on what Google has tracked. I may not want somebody to know some of the things about me.
That's exactly what they've done. And that's really one of the points here is, as far as I can tell, there's no way for you, Doug, to say to Crystal, hey, I don't want you to have, you need to erase my profile. I don't want you to be telling people those things about me.
So and Crystal's what happens like if, a stalker that you can't break up with.
Yeah, and what happens if, let's say, you're up for a job, and they look at your profile, and without ever talking to you, they decide you're not right for the job because of what Crystal has projected about you.
Mm-hmm. And who can you sue? A website? Or
maybe
piece of software?
I can see some smart
Here's some smart lawyer who's already working on a class action lawsuit to grab some serious dough from Google. I don't know that Google thought this all the way through yet, but they have so much money. What would be a couple of million, a couple of hundred million dollar settlement for those who would be aggrieved? I don't want anything to do with
it. Lawyer just to shut up.
You got to sign up for this, though, right?
Well, it will look for a profile, create a profile on anyone it can find information on.
Really?
You have to sign up to use it. It's a freemium model. You can use basic parts for free.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.